This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A new team is set to improve the response to domestic violence in Nanaimo. Haven Society, working with the Nanaimo RCMP and a range of community partners, will make herstory and history in early 2015, when a dedicated domestic violence unit begins working in the city. The DVU will offer an enhanced response to the highest-risk domestic violence cases through collaboration and community partnership. It's the first initiative of its kind in Nanaimo and was years in the discussion and planning. Presentations were made to the public at Haven's annual general meeting. Sally Fendick is the program coordinator of community victim services at Haven Society, and she'll be working on an ongoing basis with the RCMP in the operation of a new Nanaimo DVU.
We're going to share Sally Fendick's presentation in a moment. In this first part, you'll also hear from RCMP Constable Jenna Vestergaard. She's the domestic violence investigator, and Maggie Cooper, a private practitioner expert in male offender management. Here's Sally Fendick.
So tonight I get to talk about the Nanaimo Domestic Violence Unit and that it's a partnership between the RCMP and Haven Society. Okay. But it's more than a partnership between the two groups. It's actually a collaborative effort with a lot of the community that's concerned with violence in relationship. I wanted to talk a little bit about how it's not only the group that exists right now, but it reaches far back into the past. For instance, like Teresa and Maggie, they were part of a group of caring individuals that were working on anti-violence and brought forward a project called DVERS, Domestic Violence Emergency Response System. And that was a very beautiful collaborative effort between the RCMP, Community Victim Services, the RCMP Victim Services, Cheryl's out here somewhere, also probation officers. It's a really lovely program that worked with the individuals that were at highest risk of violence. So it really set the stage for the domestic violence unit in my mind's eye. That program ran for like 14 years. And it wasn't until about 2 weeks ago, I think, that we closed our last domestic violence emergency response system file without real celebration. I feel really happy that we were a part of that. So now we get a new project. And this project, again, is about our ability to work together to provide a full service, a full response that cares mostly about safety, but also about accountability, and about the collaboration of the community. There's lots of kinds of violence out there, but we're going to be concentrating on the very highest risk of violence cases. I want you to think about how they're going to be the center of our picture. So I'm inviting you to kind of think about a family. Perhaps it's a neighbor. Perhaps it's one of your own personal family. And I'm going to name them John and Jane Doe. And they actually have two children. So I want you to think about what would be highest risk. In this case, we could say that they both have mental health issues. We could say that perhaps there's even addiction that's on top of that. But there's been escalating arguments and abuse happening. And perhaps you hear one night, oh, they're fighting again. And then you hear a shot. And you say, that's it. Maybe you're the one that actually phones the RCMP and they come and attend. So with the domestic violence unit, the next morning, Shanna, our domestic violence investigator, is going to be, she'll be brought to attention about this situation. This family's in trouble. And we now have a way of addressing the collaboration of the community so that we can all support this family. So think of Jane and John Doe in the center of the circle. So I'm wondering, Shanna, if this might be a good time, if you were able to stand up. This is the RCMP Constable Shanna Vestergaard. That's the domestic violence investigator. And could you come up and just say a little bit about what a domestic violence investigator does?
Hello. And so I'm the DVI, domestic violence investigator, for the Nanaimo RCMP. And I'm basically involved in oversighting the high-risk files for domestic violence. And I'm there to ensure that it's probably investigated, so Crown Counsel can have an overall understanding of the dynamics of that relationship, so they can make the appropriate decisions in what action to take. I'm also there to offer support to the victim and also the offender, okay, and where I direct them to the various services that are available in the community. I can also explain the differences between the family court process and the criminal court process. As we know, the statistics do show that there's a high rate of couples reconciling in a relationship. So therefore, it's important to offer the necessary support to both parties so we can help and prevent recidivism. Thank you.
Next, surrounding, at the center were, you know, our Jane and John Doe, and then we've got the RCMP, and she's going to give me a call, let me know that there's been a situation, a family that's in deep trouble. And I'm going to become involved, and we're going to contact the client, or the clients, and provide some nice support. And it's kind of like the investigation has begun. It began with the RCMP, and then again, now it's starting with Shenna, and then I will be a part of that investigation. So we're kind of looking at trying to understand the situation as though each little piece of the puzzle is going to come forward so we can have a better picture of what's going on in that family. So this is the domestic violence unit, the two of us at its most pure state. We're going to provide an enhanced response. It's going to be about offender management. That's going to be mostly Shenna's job, and the victim support is mostly mine. But there's more pieces to this puzzle. Because there's mental health, there's a chance that we want to find out if there's a service provider involved. So we might be calling on the Island Health to come forward and give us, be part of the strategic plan for their safety, for their ultimate safety. So there's a consultation and a strategy that's important for us around this couple that's in, at high risk. So we're going to come together and kind of ask the clients, the offender and the victim, who would be involved in their lives or connected to the to their work. But we're always going to be on the team of the interagency case assessment, right? The interagency case assessment team. So will the other community service providers. So it could be like Island Health, it could be Family Life, it could be Maggie. She might be working with the offender. Maggie is with has a history, a long history of working with clients. So she's concerned about the offender in a way that's very powerful. And Maggie, I wonder if you want to come up and talk about the importance of being client-centered when it comes to being an offender.
So one question that I always ask when somebody picks up the phone and asks for help is, you know, what was the event that caused you to pick up the phone? Because there always is an event. And after they've described the circumstances, the next question is that part of your own best image of yourself? I am generally wary of absolutes, but I will tell you, in all of my experience, the answer is always no. That is not how I want to be with the people, with the person that I love, and with my family. I think that the importance of client-centered response is that we tap into that part of people, that part of men, that part of perpetrators, that part of people who can be violent or abusive, that deeply and powerfully yearns to do it in a different way. One of the things about this team and DVU and all of the collaboration is that it allows us to respond in a timely way to that desire for things to be different. Thank you.
That was Maggie Cooper, a private practitioner expert in male offender management. We also heard from RCMP Constable Jenna Vestergaard, a domestic violence investigator, and Sally Fendick, the program coordinator of Community Victim Services at Haven Society. Sally Fendick's presentation about Nanaimo's first ever dedicated domestic violence unit will continue in a moment. Haven Society, working with the Nanaimo RCMP and a range of community partners, will make herstory and history in early 2015 when a dedicated domestic violence unit begins working in the city. The DVU will offer an enhanced response to the highest risk domestic violence cases through collaboration and community partnership.
In this segment, you'll hear from Haven Society's Program Coordinator of Community Victim Services, Sally Fendick, as she continues her description of how the DVU is structured and how it will operate.
You'll also hear comments from Courtney Dene and Marilyn Woodruff, who are Community Victim Service workers at Haven, and from Jackie Gaudette, who is Crown Counsel for the Domestic Violence Court. Here's Sally Fendick.
We've been working as a community with a group called the Community Coordination for Domestic Safety Team. And this group is who we would draw from for expertise. They guide the integrated process. It's quite a large team, actually. It's like 15 of us. It's 15 different agencies that would be a part of this consultation process. So we have the RCMP and I are always going to be part of that team. That would be our responsibility to be on that team. But also other people at Haven Society, like the Transition House. Cindy, she comes to the team meetings and she's the coordinator for the Transition House and representatives from the Children Who Witness Abuse Program. But also the RCMP Victim Services is there, the Ministry of Children and Family Development being an important piece of that. In case the children are at risk, then they need to investigate. We've got community agencies like the Justice Access Center, Crown Council, the Native Court Worker who's here tonight, and Island Health, and the Forensic Nurse Examiner is here tonight. So that's quite a large group. So I just want to go back to that circle theme again and remind you that the clients are at the center. Okay, and that's our work. And I'm wondering if, Courtney, you can come up and talk about why it's important that the victim services, community victim services there, that we're so client-centered.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Why community victim services? Community victim services practices from a collaborative framework. It draws on individuals and resources within our community, not just within Haven Society. We promote and maintain the understanding that all individuals have a right to safety and integrity. We're promoting and maintaining the understanding of that. Not only is CVS a support service for individuals who have been or continue to be affected by domestic violence, but we recognize the need to rally together as a community so that those can be protected, those that are at highest risk can be protected by their community, and we'll do that until it's no longer applicable. Thank you.
Another value of community victim services being there is that we are trauma-centered. And I'm wondering, Marilyn, do you want to come up and speak to that? Marilyn's another member of our team, our community victim services team.
Hello, everyone. For me, it's really important to work from a trauma-informed lens. That is understanding that not all traumatic events result in post-traumatic stress, but when they do, the result is an overwhelming dysregulation of a person's nervous system. So their bodies react as if the trauma is still happening. They may alternate between fight, flight, freeze responses, and those don't make a lot of sense to observers. So the most supportive thing that I can do is pay attention to my body, to ground myself, to breathe, and then provide a safe, calm presence for the victims.
Okay, so we've got the domestic violence situation. That's an at-risk family, someone you might even know that's at highest risk, that needs our concentrated attention. They're not able to manage on their own at this time. We've got the domestic violence investigator working directly with the situation, plus the community victim services. So we're the DVU team, the domestic violence unit team. This is where you really get to see all those acronyms. Then we're going to bring together the ICAT, and that, again, could be a number of people. It could be the private practitioners, the Island Health. It could be the JAC, the Justice Access Center. It could be the Immigrant Welcome Center. People that would be able to share information so that each person would be a little piece of the puzzle so that we would have a clearer picture and be able to support this family as best as possible. And we're going to draw from the Community Coordination for Domestic Safety Team. Oh, see how... I just want to emphasize that we're going to be in each of these teams. for consistency. We're linked to all of it. So the Community Coordination for Domestic Safety, GAIN, the Domestic Violence Investigator, and Community Victim Services. And by the way, we're allowed to take holidays, because when I can't be there, then someone like Courtney is going to be there from my team. And I have a large team, actually. Yeah. And some of us are here tonight. Can you all stand from the Community Victim Services? Yeah, so we've got your name. Well, Marilyn Wave and Courtney. Linda is the program assistant. There's Kathy. She's a volunteer. Karen and Alana. And as I call off these names, like Jack, is anybody from the Justice Access Center here tonight? No family lawyers, but they're on. Private practitioners, that would be Maggie. The Immigrant Welcome Center, I did see the Immigrant Welcome Center here. Can you stand and wave? Risako and Rim. The Transition House is here. There's Cindy. Melissa, you're part of that still, aren't you? Anyway, Melissa. The Children Who Witness Abuse Program is here. Tracy, for sure, I saw. We've got the Ministry of Children and Family Development is here. We've got Kelly and Pamela. The Native Court Worker is here. Where's Trish? And RCMP, Victim Services, Cheryl, our sister in this. Sometimes Cheryl's group will be the first responders to the incidents, and then they will be referring whenever possible to us. Sometimes they do such a beautiful job that the clients don't want to leave their comfort, and we can work together in those cases. Crown Council is here. Would you both like to stand up, please, Frank and Jackie? But Jackie, I'm wondering, could you come up and talk about the domestic violence court? We're very fortunate in Nanaimo to have a domestic violence court, and Jackie's very important to that.
There are not very many domestic violence courts in the entire province of British Columbia, which is different from the rest of Canada, but we're very lucky to have created one here in Nanaimo. The focus of the domestic violence court here, it is a court that does not simply focus on punishment. It focuses on a coordination of the services to provide all of the service providers access to the service providers, not only to victims, but also to perpetrators, because the violence doesn't stop unless the men get help too. And so those services are made available to the accused person in the courtroom. There's representatives from the various services in the courtroom, and the focus is on healing the family and keeping them safe.
So we have probation officers, Island Health, and the forensic nurse examiner is. Could you stand? Thank you. This is Janine. Just for impact, can everybody that is associated with one of these groups stand up? All of Haven, all of the CCDS, RCMP, this is a community that is concerned about highest risk. And we're doing an excellent job. And you at the back, at the table, everybody that's involved, Kira. Yay. Yay! Thank you. So that's what we are, evolving systems together for a safer community. So Domestic Violence Unit, it's just a wonderful collaboration, and it's the focus of a lot of work. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
That was Sally Fendick, Haven Society's Program Coordinator of Community Victim Services. We also heard from Courtney Dene and Marilyn Woodruff, who are Community Victim Service Workers at Haven, and from Jackie Gaudette, who is Crown Counsel for the Domestic Violence Court. You can find out more about the Nanaimo Domestic Violence Unit at havensociety.com. Google People First Radio to find our webpages where you can listen to these presentations and obtain more information about the DVU and domestic violence in our communities.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.